Hey, everybody. Welcome to, I won't say weekly, welcome to the Friday Night Beer Blog.
Bi-weekly.
Welcome to the Friday Night Beer Blog. We got a lot to talk about because it feels like we haven't recorded in forever, Mike.
It feels like yesterday to me.
Do you have any idea what we're going to be talking about tonight?
Nope.
Absolutely not. Of course you
don't. I can't even look over your shoulder.
No. All right, everybody. Here we go.
Hey, friend. Welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again, open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning.
Okay, so last time we were, I would say together, but I see you 24/7. The last time we were recording this beer blog, we were talking about the fact that we were going from doing it weekly, every Friday night, to every other week.
Bi-weekly.
And we had been saying bi-weekly, and then I was like,
no, it's bi-monthly.
It's bi-monthly because we're doing it twice a month. Bi-weekly is twice a week, right?
Bi-weekly means twice a month, you would assume.
So then we looked it up.
Once every
2 weeks.
And
we found that. What did we find out? We found out that bi-monthly is twice a month or every 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And bi-weekly is twice a week.
No. Twice a month.
Twice a month or twice a week.
Right. Yes. So the two overlap. So there's no way you'll ever be wrong when you say both of them.
We could say both.
We're bi-monthly weekly.
This is bi-monthly weekly. I like it. So we weren't wrong. Because I felt like a big old dummy for saying bi-weekly for a hot minute. And I was like, oh, man, I can't believe nobody called me out on that. But I was right. Hello.
With that overlap, you're never
wrong. Yeah, I would have been right either way.
Right.
It's the way I like it.
It's typically the way it works out with
me. Yeah, exactly.
You're always right.
Very good, funny. Good. So welcome to the Friday Night Beer Blog, everybody. We are so glad that you are here. This week's Friday Night Beer Blog is brought to you by, of course, it's Mile Wide Brewing Company. What are we having? What are we having tonight, Mike?
I did it all for the Mookie. The Mookie. Sorry.
So what are you saying?
That's a Limp Bizkit
reference. Okay, so what's the name of the beer's
name? The name of the beer is Mookie.
Okay. Yeah, you weren't explaining that. You buried the lead.
That was the thing you had to make people think about.
Oh, okay. Mookie.
Yeah, the Mookie is a Northeast IPA. It's brand new. It's first release. And then we have the Noma, which we normally drink, which is a Northeast IPA. But this time, they went and did it West Coast style. So it's a Noma West Coast. But it's still an IPA. So,
okay.
Anyway.
Sounds good to me. Whatever works.
They're all good.
All right. The Friday Night Beer Blog is where I sit and read my blog to Mike. Because why, Mike? Because why?
I was trying to think of something witty, but...
Yeah.
No, just
dead
stick,
air.
Stick to the script. Because I don't like to read.
You don't like to read? Some people don't like to read.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah, I could probably put this blog out and most people would rather listen to it. I can't put this blog out right now because why, Mike? No, you have no idea.
No, I don't.
Yeah, my website's down.
Oh, I thought the internet was down. So anyway.
No, the internet's not down. Just my website. But that's okay because I am in the middle of doing a total revamp on my website. So it's one of those things where I did not want to put a lot of time and energy into getting the old site running. I was using that energy to put towards the new site, which will hopefully be up in a couple of weeks. And then I'll have to put these blogs up. So I've just been kind of like writing them on a Word doc and have no idea if they have errors. Because when you put it in a blog, in a website, it tells you, yeah, your sentences are too long. You're using passive voice. Yeah, my Word doc's not telling me any of that. So it probably really sucks. But that's okay. It's okay. Are you ready for this week's blog?
It's raw.
It's raw.
That should be like, yeah, could be your thing.
Yeah. Raw blog. Nice. All right. The title of this week's Friday Night Beer blog.
What number are we?
This is the 87th.
Yeah.
I graduated in 87. So that's a good number. Mm-hmm. You know what that makes me?
Old.
All right. The title of this week's blog is being overwhelmed a symptom of a larger disease? 4 ways to handle the stresses of overwhelm. You in?
Yeah, I'm on the edge of my seat. Yep.
Yeah, you need to know these. All right. December 2nd, 2022, the 87th official Friday Night Beer blog. Well, it's definitely that time of year when women everywhere take on way too much. You wouldn't know about that.
Well, I'm not a woman.
This could be because they actually want to do all the things they volunteer or say that they will do. But sometimes it's because it has to be done. And honestly, who else is going to do it? A lot of women find themselves agreeing to completing, driving, hosting, buying, cooking, fill in the blank until there is absolutely no room for themselves or ways to find joy.
The martyr.
It does come down to that, doesn't it?
Mm.
Subheading.
It's a small gene. It's in there. It's one of the X chromosomes.
Subheading. Overwhelm is no fun. There is nothing worse than self-imposed overwhelm when we do it to ourselves. Now, I don't want to put blame on you along with everything else that you are carrying, but why do we agree to take on way more than we can happily handle? Could it be that the state of overwhelm is a symptom of something larger going on? Well, it very well could be. We take on too much for a myriad of reasons. Let's see which or how many of these things ring true for you. I don't think any of these are going to ring true for you, Mike. Number one, we feel guilty because we said no the last time. No?
You always feel guilty.
Number two, who else is going to do it if you don't? Number three, nobody can do it better than you can. So move. Number four, you have a need to be in control. Number five, it will make you look good to others. Number six, you are afraid you'll look bad if you don't do it. Number seven, you think it's expected and you don't want to disappoint other people. Number eight, you've always done it, so you feel like you just have to keep on doing it. Number nine, it will make others so happy. And number 10, it's just easier not to fight it and just do it.
All of the above.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Subheading.
For you.
Subheading. People pleaser. People pleaser. So besides your need to have control, your overwhelm clearly can be a sign of that killer disease of people pleasing. We take all of the expectations of others and what we think will make them happy and stuff it all into a backpack and strap it to our backs. And we carry it around day after day. And it wears on us, especially over time, and especially the older we get. carrying that heavy pack around for years starts to break down our own health. We have to learn to put that pack down in order to reverse some of the damage that has been done, but that's not easy. That heavy pack has become a part of who we are when we think of ourselves and when others think of us. So putting it down will be a huge shock to both yourself and to others. But you get to the point that you just have to in order to take care of yourself. Subheading. Putting that pack down. Let me put my glasses back on. Or not. Do you want to know four ways to reduce the amount of overwhelm that you've strapped yourself with, Mike?
I'm not overwhelmed.
Because you're a man.
Because I don't do anything.
Well, stress and overwhelm can only be combated with some really good self-care. And by self-care, I mean putting yourself and your needs to the front of the list every now and then. So number one, figure out how much time and energy you have for things outside of your actual musts. Do you have a few hours a week? Do you have a day here and there? Set boundaries around what you have available. Offer these up to first come, first serve, and hold it for things that you know you want to work on and turn away everything else. If it doesn't fit into your schedule, it doesn't fit. Someone else can pick up that slack.
Sounds like a test.
Number two. In the words of Nancy Reagan, just say no. It is so easy to guilt ourselves into saying yes just to make things easier on someone else or on everyone else. A lot of times these yeses end up turning into way more than we are able to handle. But we trudge through because, you know, we committed to do it. If someone comes to you with something you do not want to do or to be involved in, politely say no. No explanation needed. As I've said before, saying no sometimes helps us show up for the things we say yes to at 100%. Yes means that we want to be there doing that thing. A little side note here. Imagine if we followed through on the commitments that we made to ourselves as much as we fight to keep all of the commitments that we've made to other people. Think about that one. Subheading. Start at home. So now for number three, I say start at home. Like I said, we put a lot of overwhelm on ourselves, so stop doing that. If you have people coming over for dinner and a list of cleaning to happen in your house before they get there, but you've also got to go to the store and cook and drop some food by a friend's house or put out that newsletter, put some of these things down. Write out a grocery list and have a partner or friend go to the grocery for you. Have another volunteer send out that newsletter. Pay your neighbor kid to drive the food over to your friend's house. Or here's a thought. Don't clean your whole house. Maybe just the bathroom. You know, your friends aren't going to notice whether you vacuumed anyway, and then you're just going to have to do it again when the evening is over.
That sounds like my logic.
If you can't bear the thought of that, pay someone to clean your house or pay for catering so that you don't have to go to the store or cook. Where is it written that you have to do everything and that everything has to be perfect?
Inside here.
Subheading, start the day with yourself. Last but not least, number four. I like to start my busy days doing something for myself first. Blasphemy, you say? Seriously, I find it very empowering to start with my own needs and wants before I even consider someone else's.
You do that well.
I do. Again, it allows me to show up for other people in a much better frame of mind if I've started with myself first. Now, you can call that selfish if you want, but but I call it self-preservation. And I encourage you to follow my lead, Mike. You start with yourself first. I don't know what you're talking about. Take time to control the stress of your overwhelm, this time of year especially. You should be able to enjoy it as much as everyone else. But this is never going to happen unless you let it. So let go. All right, Mike. That was a long one. See, this is what happens.
A lot of words.
This is what happens when I do it in a Word doc, because you can't really see it when it's going to look in a block. So it's probably longer than a normal block, but I think it says a lot. I really do.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with any of it.
Yeah, of course you're not. No.
Because that means I may have to do something.
Yeah, I'm going to write out a grocery list for you. The only problem is, okay, when I send you to the grocery with a grocery
list, go to the grocery.
You
I'll
come
love.
Back with three times the amount of stuff that I have on the list.
I know, and it's all really good stuff.
Bunch of crap.
But it's really good crap.
Oh, gosh. That I end up eating.
Oh,
thank
you don't
much.
Eat it. You eat one bite at a time. I go in there and I clear the package at a time.
Oh, but yeah, this time of year, I remember many years when I was just like, I just want to get through December, because there was just so much that had to happen, so much shopping that has to be done, so many school parties that had to happen.
Yeah, I don't like the Christmas season. It's stressful because it's all about giving.
What?
You know, or receiving. Hold on, wait.
Your true nature comes out.
No, I mean, I think the thing is you know, Thanksgiving is great because it's all about gathering and eating.
I mean, Christmas is great.
Christmas is great, but still, I feel like there's just always this thing about Christmas that, you know, you have to get the right gift, and
there's so much waste that goes on in Christmas. That's marketing. That's what that is. Mm. I mean, Thanksgiving is a day. Christmas is a month. It used to be a day, but now it's a month. You know, well, and it's getting to the point where it's 2 months because it starts the day after Halloween anymore.
Yeah.
You know, especially with companies like Amazon and, you know, who are trying to get you to start spending your money much earlier than they used to.
But the thing is this year you did give up some stuff. You didn't feel the need to do, like, we did a second Thanksgiving and you let me, or I...
Did I let you?
Take control. And I did the meat and the veggie and ordered it.
It doesn't mean I wasn't stressed about it.
Oh, I know. It was killing you. Last minute, Mike.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, did you order the ham yet?
I analyzed it. Yeah. And I got a good deal and good quality.
In the end, you know, I didn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
No, you didn't.
You came through.
I did. I handled it. See?
You did.
Woo!
Yep.
I can do it.
Yep. And then everybody gets sick. And then everybody gets sick. And
no, not from the food.
Not from the food.
Before the food. All right. Yeah.
So we ended up with, you know, a lot of food. But
half the people. Yeah.
That's okay. It's okay. Sickness happens. That's the thing about these days. Getting sick happens. It's
yeah,
you know,
and they didn't
want to
come over because they didn't want to spread it.
And well, so and I'm very thankful for that.
They were kind. Yep.
Yeah. Exactly. So. Yeah. So I hope that everyone listening will, you know, take one little thing to take one little overwhelming burden away, because nobody should be stressed at this time of year. It is a wonderful time of year, because I tell you, once Christmas is over, it's wintertime. Exactly. Think of everything you have to look forward to in January.
Nothing. And February, hey. Nothing. No, Valentine's Day.
No, my birthday's in January.
Yeah, this is a high stress month for me. Like it's like a troika, you know.
Christmas.
You got Christmas.
My birthday.
Your birthday and Valentine's Day. It's like bang, bang, bang. I mean, like, that's high pressure for me. I got to come up with at least three good presents.
Oh, okay. You don't have to come up with any presents. I'll spend money on myself.
Oh, I know you do that. But if I don't put any thought into it.
Yeah, maybe a little thought here.
The
and
guilt
there.
Is, yeah, it's transferred.
You know, and it's not so much about the gift as it is about the fact that you actually thought about buying something for me or getting something for me or something, trying to figure out something that I would enjoy. That's
tough.
Yeah, that's the best
Besides
part.
Besides me.
Yeah.
And you already have me.
Woo,
lucky
me.
You get to unwrap me
lucky
every
me.
Night.
All right, so, God. So, what we got going on? What's happening?
I don't know. Everything's up in the air right now. Work is going on. I know that for sure.
Work's going on. We're going to Connecticut next week.
Maybe. If I can get the logistics, I still don't have a hotel room.
See, this is something else that I usually take care of. The admin usually takes care of.
I had it all taken care of, but some plans fell through.
Oh.
Because somebody got sick. So, now.
So we may or may not be going to Connecticut
next
week. Because Mike may or may not be racing in the national championships for cyclocross this year.
Yeah.
So if we do go, I'm thinking we need to do another Friday night beer block next Friday night. We should go back to back weeks doing it just so that because you would be racing 1 week from today.
Kind
of give a little update.
And after I win the national championships, I wouldn't want to have to do the Friday night beer block on Friday.
Okay. So you're going to win?
Yeah, no.
You're going to try your damnedest, though.
Anyway, this course and I don't, we have history.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's a hard course.
And I had, the last time I did it, I had a labrum tear, so.
No, that was in Texas.
No, it was not. It was in Hartford.
Oh, was it really?
Yep.
Okay. So many injuries.
Yes.
So little time to remember where they happened.
That's really my only major injury.
Oh, you pulled something in Austin.
Oh, no. I pulled that in Boulder. That was...
Yeah. Not Austin. I meant Boulder.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yep.
Like I said.
Oh, it's all like... I know exactly.
But it's good. I mean, this is going to be the last race of the year. It's been a great season for you.
Yeah. It's been fun.
Yeah. We've done some traveling and...
A little bit.
Gone... around and have seen some friends, and that's always enjoyable. Yeah. So you're gonna ask me what's up with me?
No, I was really liking the attention.
Talking about you.
Yeah, so what you got going on?
Well, next week, great guest on, Dr. Kelly Casperson.
What? Number two for her?
She's coming back to the podcast. She wrote a book this year. With the same title as her podcast, You Are Not Broken. And we are going to be talking about menopause and hormone replacement therapy. It's just called hormone therapy these days, but it's hormone replacement therapy. And we're going to be talking about healthy living. So she's always a lot of fun. She's a blast to talk to.
It's interesting that
it is.
You know, she wrote, you know, what is it? You're Not Broken?
You Are Not Broken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like on the male side, it's, I will break you. It's the opposite. So we are literally the opposite.
I'm going to need to tell her that. She might find that funny, actually.
That's
follow
could,
up.
That's
book.
The best I could
She
up.
Was talking about book number two. I'm going to suggest that title to her. I will break you. She might like that. Great guest coming up. And gosh, I have a new book that just came out.
Yeah, you do.
I do. It's very exciting. I have not shared.
It's your little black book.
It's my little black book. It's a book of affirmations. I've been writing affirmations for almost the last 2 years daily, and I put together a little book.
Thank God she has someone else to share them with instead of her kids and her husband.
Oh, you poor people have to put up with getting an
affirmation.
You don't
text us anymore like you used to. You used to send us on every, like, Friday. You would send
no,
us.
No, I would send you every day. I would send you an affirmation.
Was it every day?
It was every day. You only read it every Friday. My friend Laura was asking me the other day if these are the affirmations that I send to you all. And I was like, yeah, I think that they were over that. After about a couple of years, they were kind of done with that. But I have an affirmation
page. Are you
kidding
me? I published a book already.
Oh, yeah. I have an affirmation page on Instagram. And so I've taken some of these affirmations and put a book together. And I have not shared. I have a video of when I opened the box when the proof got here. I tell you what, everybody, there is nothing like opening a box and seeing a book that you have written inside.
Pretty impressive.
It's, yeah. Yeah, I'm impressed with myself. Anyway, it is available at Amazon if anybody would like to go check it out and maybe buy it for yourself or buy it for a get it as a gift for a loved one over Christmas. I'm very proud of it. I'm not only proud of the affirmations inside, but I designed the whole book as well, based on some research that I did, and yeah, pretty proud of it. So it's the You Deserve It affirmations to help
you
believe.
You're on a creative high. You're like, ooh, I'm high.
I am, because I'm in the middle of designing my new website, and I'm building a course, and I have a lot going on.
You know what? I think that's what I'm going to give you for Christmas.
What's that?
I don't know, all this
stuff. All this stuff I've already spent money on?
How am I going to top that? I'm like, there's no gift that's going to be able to...
I don't need anything. Yeah, all right. I really don't. So
that's recorded, right?
Yeah, that is recorded. Yeah, right. I really
don't edit that out.
I really don't need anything. All right. Actually, you know, the only thing I do need... is for everybody that's listening to give this episode
a
five-star rating. That's the only thing that I need for Christmas. A five-star rating and a good review. And I'll take it. Take it to the bank. I'm trying to get to 100 by the end of the year. So if you can help me do that, I would appreciate that little Christmas gift. All right, everybody. I guess if we go to Connecticut next week, we will be doing another Friday Night Beer Blog on Friday, and we'll let you know how it goes. Till then, everybody, see ya.
See ya.